Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're all having a terribly spiffing Tuesday. It's right bloody nasty outside my flat at the moment. I can't even go outside because of all the bloody construction. So, it would appear as though I am stuck inside, afflicted by a multiple personality disorder. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my nightmare. I think you're gonna like it. That reminds me, I should get out that album. I haven't listened to that Alice Cooper album in far too long. Anyhow, if anyone was actually kind enough to listen to my last boo besides good old Idell, who, by the way, had the temerity to make fun of my accent, I hope that no one took offense at it. It was meant as a totally silly romp. It was a piece of utter idiocy. Now, mind you, I was rather annoyed that three audiobook narrators in a row who were reading about Welsh subject material completely failed to properly pronounce Welsh place names and persons' names. One of these narrators, in fact, happened to have the last name of Glyn Jones. How inexcusable is that? He brings shame to his country. Anyhow, again, that boo was a piece of total tomfoolery, and it was done in a burlesque style. Now, I'm not saying the subject matter of this boo is going to be any better, but it may well give you a glimpse into the strange inner workings of the mind of Gwenllian, if you really want to know, that is. It might be too scary for you. Back away very slowly. I have had the oddest dreams of late, and I have no idea where my subconscious mind could possibly be dredging up all this dross from. But I'm going to post this for your delectation and entertainment anyway, in case you find any of this funny. You'll probably say, yeah, you have some issues. You're going to have your brains examined. So the first dream I'm going to discuss happened on Saturday night, and it involves my dear friend Kim, who would never undertake any of the things that she did in this dream. In fact, she knows about this dream, and she finds it quite funny. So I dreamed that I went to her house, and she was having a problem with her neighbors down the street. She said, oh, their dogs keep barking too much, and they blare loud music constantly, and they're always fighting. I want to get rid of them. I'd like to blow them up. Ooh, I know. Let's look up online how to make a bomb. Now, I should editorialize a bit here and say that Kim is a lovely person. She has a generally very kind and thoughtful personality. In fact, she was the soul of patience on Friday when I was having all that technology fail. She did not get annoyed with me at all, and I should have mentioned in those two boos how good she really was, but for some reason, although I intended to, it never got in there. So that was my fail, for which I am very sorry. So, yes, Kim is not the bomb-making type, so why I should possibly dream about this, I do not know. Anyhow, she said, you can help me. The first bomb-making site we found instructed us to build a clock-like device with an explosive inside it. And then when the timer would go off, the device would explode. So she said, oh, this looks easy. I think I can put this together. And she did. And then she said, I'll go and put this in my neighbor's garage. So she did that, and she came back. And nothing came of it. And then a little while later, her landlord came into her apartment to do some work in there, and he said, the weirdest thing just happened. Your neighbors down the street told me they found this strange clock in their garage that they hadn't put there, so they took it to the rubbish dump. So then after Kim's landlord left in this dream, Kim said, okay, we have to try again. This time, I have a better idea. I have an accordion. Let's attach blasting caps to it, and then we'll put it at my neighbor's door, and if they press a note, bingo, bango, bombs away. So she said, this time you have to help me. I'll attach a blasting cap to one side, and you have to attach one to the other. So my dream self was in total trepidation that this blasting cap that I was trying to attach to an accordion, God knows how I even did this, would go off in my hand. But anyhow, we got them on somehow. And after that was done, Kim said, okay, I delivered the last bomb. You have to deliver this one. Now, ordinarily, I would never collude in the blowing up of anything, let alone the house of people who had never done me any harm. But I took this device anyway, and all the time I was walking up her street with it, I was scared to death that it was going to blow up in my hands and render me armless or even headless. But anyhow, I made it to this house, and I dropped it off at the door, and then I came running back. Now, for some reason, my dad came to pick me up in this dream, and he said, oh my God, I just saw the weirdest thing. A house down the street just blew up. I forgot to say that as my dad was coming in the door, we heard the noise. He said, but that's not the weirdest thing of all. He said, before I came to pick you up, I was driving to the rubbish dump to take some garbage there, and just before I could get there, that blew up too. He said, what on earth is going on in your neighborhood? Then I woke up. So there was that dream. The second odd dream I had took place the next night, Sunday night. I dreamed that for some reason, I didn't want to go to church on a given day, so I was playing truant. And I decided, rather than go to church, that I would head down to the waterfront of my city, which is odd because I normally don't visit that area on a regular basis. But I was going along my merry way when all of a sudden this massive dude came up behind me and threw a nasty hairy arm around my neck. He kind of reminded me of Gergi from the Book of Three. He said, you're playing truant from church, you are. And he tried to drag me off with him. Well, I said, oh no, sir, honestly, I'm not. I just have some urgent matters to attend to, like, I have to go visit a sick relative. And this horrible man said, well, I don't believe you. You're coming with me. He was like this church truant officer who somehow telepathically knew that I was up to no good and was avoiding church for the wrong reasons. So I managed to duck away from him and run down the street. And then I literally ran into a group of people who were milling about. So they said, oh, can we help you? And I said, yes, there's this horrible, nasty man coming after me. Would you please hide me? So they took me to this cafe where a group of poets were doing poetry readings. And the subject matter was really bizarre. I can't even recall what it was. Something about potatoes and root vegetables. So then after the poetry readings were concluded, the whole room erupted into this heated discussion of which was the better American poet, Langston Hughes or Carl Sandburg. Now, I love one particular Langston Hughes poem, No Crystal Stair, but otherwise I find Hughes tends to write in this dramatic burlesque style that generally does not appeal to me. So I sided with Carl Sandburg. And right when I said that, the Hughes people decided to start throwing bottles and coffee cups. And then I woke up. Very strange. So there you have it. A glimpse into the workings of my inner mind. Not that you probably care to know such things.